Vancouver Whitecaps coach Mark Dos Santos knows there's work ahead to make a run at an MLS playoff spot and to reconnect with fans while doing so. His club took a good step forward on both accounts Saturday after coming from behind to defeat Los Angeles FC 2-1, exactly 539 days after its last game in front of fans at BC Place. After the final whistle, players and supporters joined together to sing the Ben E. King classic, Stand By Me. We have to win our fans back, Dos Santos said. We've been far from them. We've struggled. The win is important just to get them back. In his fourth game since being acquired at the end of July, attacking midfielder Ryan Gold headed a cross from Ryan Raposo past LAFC goalkeeper Tomas Romero in the 89th minute to secure the victory. As, home, debuts go, it was pretty good, said Gold. The most important thing's not that I managed to score, it's the 3 points. The goal's a little bit of an added bonus. Gold came to the Whitecaps with the potential to be a difference maker on offense. He delivered last Wednesday, helping in a 2-1 come-from-behind road win against expansion side Austin FC. The 25-year-old was involved in both goals on Saturday. Gold thought he scored in the 60th minute when he converted into an open net after a shot from striker Brian White hit the crossbar and ricocheted straight down. After video review, the goal was awarded to White when it was determined the ball had dropped down inside the goal line. Acquired from the New York Red Bulls in June, it was White's third goal of the year and second in the last two games. For the second straight match, the Whitecaps, 5-7-8, erased a 1-0 halftime deficit. In first-half stoppage time, Diego Rossi scored the lone goal for LAFC, 6-9-5, on a penalty after defender Javain Brown got tangled up with LA's Brian Rodriguez. In the first half, the Whitecaps were outshot by a 5-2 margin but maintained relatively even possession numbers. Their best offensive pressure came 6 minutes in, when Deber Caicedo was awarded 3 corner kicks in the span of less than 2 minutes. The Whitecaps made 2 substitutions at halftime, bringing in Gold, who is not yet at his full fitness level, as well as midfielder Michael Baldissimo. Final shots on goal were 7-3 for LAFC. The victory comes just 3 days after that road win over Austin. It was hard, the recovery process, Dos Santos said. On Thursday we arrived from a flight at 5 a.m. I felt destroyed on Friday. I felt really tired, so imagine the players. I don't run like them. The Caps came into Saturday's match unbeaten since July 7. They stretched that streak to a franchise-tying 8 games, 3-0-5. The latest win moved them to within 3 points of the 7th-place San Jose Earthquakes, who currently hold the final playoff spot in the MLS Western Conference. Vancouver plays 8 of its remaining 14 games at BC Place. We were together after the 5 losses in a row, so the team is becoming a family, Dos Santos said. Being on the road was a positive thing for that. If I take something positive from being on the road, it's how we came together as a group. I like the type of guys that we have, incredible characters, very little ego in the locker room. That's so important if you want to succeed. The Whitecaps played their last home game in front of fans on February 29, 2020. A 3-1 loss to Sporting Kansas City. Due to COVID-19 restrictions, they've played the rest of their home games this season at Rio Tinto Stadium in Sandy, Utah, where they amassed a 3-3-2 record. Notes. Special guests at the match included Provincial Health Officer Dr. Bonnie Henry, 350 frontline workers and 21 returning Olympic athletes from Tokyo and staff members from the gold medal-winning women's soccer team. This report by the Canadian Press was first published August 21, 2021. Carol Schramm, The Canadian Press.